Here at Super Bowl 51 with Broncos CEO Joe Ellis. And Joe, we appreciate you taking some time.
Thanks for having me, Matt.
I know this has been a big week for the league. Commissioner Goodell spoke earlier this week. And one of the issues that he spoke about was very much dealing with the Broncos, the AFC West, some relocations involving Los Angeles and Las Vegas, possibly with the Raiders. Have you ever seen a scenario where you've seen that much change inside one division?
Never. It's unprecedented for the league, and it's tough. You know, we've had great experiences with our rivalries in San Diego and in Oakland playing the Chargers and the Raiders. And, you know, to see those towns lose their teams, that's tough, really tough on the fans. It's a difficult decision that both Dean Spanos and Mark Davis had to make. You know, we'll see where each of them end up. I mean, I know the Chargers are on their way to Los Angeles, and the Raiders, that deal sort of hangs in the balance, I guess, a little bit based on reports that are recent. But it's a difficult thing for everybody involved. I feel for the fans. They were great fans. I thought those were two of our most, you know, enjoyable and entertaining road trips. And to not go back there eventually is a tough thing for everyone.
Since last year, since we were at Super Bowl 50, a lot of changes taken place around the building, of course, with new head coach Vance Joseph. How impressed were you with how quickly he was able to put a staff together? Because it seems like he's got a great staff coming back in 2017.
Yeah, he does. He accumulated a lot of great coaches on both sides of the ball, and very excited to see that. You know, he's very thorough and very diligent, worked hard to put that together, as you point out, in a very quick period of time. So we're excited about that. We're looking forward to him moving forward. He's an energetic, enthusiastic, and engaging guy. He's going to be a great coach for us. We're looking forward to his tenure here.
When a couple of our players were being interviewed earlier this week, they didn't say it was the offseason. They said it was the Elway season, in referral to General Manager John Elway and his ability to redevelop the team through the draft and free agency. How impressed have you been over the last couple of years in his ability to do that?
He's very good at it. He's very disciplined. He gets value out of the players that he gets. And we're looking forward to seeing what's up this this coming off season. A little more time. The combine's pushed back a week, so that's good. We didn't have games. I wish we did. I wish we were playing here now. But we didn't have games in January outside of the Oakland game. And so, you know, we've had a little more time to prepare and be ready. And I think that's probably welcomed in some respects. You'd rather be playing, obviously. But I'm looking forward to see what happens. Free agency comes first and then the draft. And we're going to make our team better. I know John will do that. He's been good at it, and he'll continue to be good at it.
Despite not making the Super Bowl this year, the fans have been very supportive. And one of the things that you announced earlier this week was a ticketing freeze for the 2017 season. Why was it important to do that this year?
I don't know. It just felt like the timing was right. We've raised tickets in various parts of the stadium off and on for the last several years in a row. And we just decided it was, you know, they've done a lot for us. They've invested with their emotion. They've invested with their money. And it was time to give them a break in their area of cash spending. And you know, they've been through a lot with us, up and down, a lot of games, a lot of playoff games at home, things like that. So I think it was a good decision.
One of the things also going into this offseason, after Coach Joseph was introduced, you mentioned stadium naming rights is very important to you this offseason. How confident do you feel that process is going well heading into 2017?
I feel confident. You know, I'm hopeful that we have a name on the building before we open up the regular season. That's the goal. But it's very important that we get the right partner, Matt. You know, we've got a lot of obligations to maintain and upgrade the stadium, and we're going to need a naming rights partner to help us do that. I'm optimistic we'll get a deal done.
All in all, though, what do you think is the most exciting thing that you're looking forward to in 2017?
Well, I'm looking forward to getting back on the field and seeing our team again. It's always, you know, everybody starts after this game's over, everyone's 0-0. And, you know, it's just fun to see John and his crew work together, put the roster together. It'd be fun and exciting to see how the new coaching staff does. And I think the players will be energized and looking forward to training camp. And from there, you know, we'll see where we go.
Joe, we appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Matt.